For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy. Last Sunday in Seattle, the Miami Dolphins debuted under head coach Adam Gase by grabbing a late lead before giving up the go-ahead score in the final half minute of a 12-10 loss to the Seahawks. After going so far only to come up short, the Dolphins return to the road this weekend in New England, where they've lost 7 straight and 13 of 15. But while many of Miami's personnel remain from past visits, the Fins expect a new approach under Gase to end such Foxborough futility. One of those familiar faces is that of quarterback Ryan Tannehill, who threw for 350 yards and 2 scores to help beat the Pats last January in Miami. Once again, he's joined by talented young receiver Jarvis Landry, who's caught more than 200 passes in just 33 career games, and Devontae Parker, who's expected to return from injury after his 100-yard receiving effort in the team's last encounter.
They are guys that, you know, can break tackles, have a little wiggle, you know, they're quicker than normal. And, you know, they got some fast guys who are, you know, force you to play deep ball well. And, you know, we just gonna have to do what we do to execute well and, you know, compete.
With longtime Texan Arian Foster added to the backfield, the Patriots must prepare for how Gase intends to deploy his Dolphin weapons.
It's tough early in the season. You just don't know exactly what you're going to get. You know some of the concepts, some of the things they like to do, but how teams play us sometimes varies and it changes. So you try to watch some of our games from the past against them, and you just go from there. But you got to really be prepared for anything.
Defensively, the 2016 Dolphins can be dominant up front, featuring Ndamukong Suh, Cameron Wake, and Mario Williams. In their careers, they've accounted for a dozen Pro Bowls and 200 sacks.
They've got a lot of experience up front, especially made some moves this offseason. So, you know, they're a challenging team. They got speed, they got size, they got strength and experience. So, you know, they're a good football team, and it's definitely going to be a challenge.
Collectively, those linemen overshadow one of the league's top individuals along the last line of defense, safety Rashad Jones. Nonetheless, he won't be overlooked on Sunday.
Good player, real good player. He's very instinctive. He's always around the ball. You know, one of those guys we're going to have to account for and take care of.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.